James.
Hi, Dad.
How are you?
Good.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast.
Yeah.
Which episode is this, James?
I'm not sure. Maybe 18?
Might be 17 or 18. We've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying doing the show?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Me too. Yeah, and I think a lot of our listeners out there are enjoying it too. Our listeners continue to grow. So thank you guys for downloading and listening to our episodes of the Bubbles Podcast. The podcast where we talk about...
Bubbles.
Water, sparkling water, other stuff that's going on.
Uh-huh.
So what's on the tap for the podcast today?
Well, we've got two waters we're familiar with and two that we aren't. So we've got Liquid Death and Topo Chico here. We'll get more into the Liquid Death later because there's something funny that we're going to do. But, you know, there's two that we're... not so familiar with. Well, we're familiar with them, but we haven't had them on the podcast. So you know what that means? I think it's time for a...
New water alert. So James, what are the new waters that we've got here?
We've got Poland Spring Origin water. I've actually never tried that before.
Me neither.
And we've got Evian water.
Evian, which is not a new water. It's a classic water. Yeah. But I did want to do a bit of a deep dive in today's episode on Evian. So I saved off some stuff to talk about regarding their sustainability and their commitment to climate change and to reducing their carbon footprint. So we'll talk about that a little bit, too.
All right.
So, well, first of all, I'm thirsty, James. I don't know about
you.
We just came back from the beach.
Uh-huh.
We're playing in the giant waves and surf today.
Yeah.
It was nice over there. But now it's time to get hydrated. So,
yeah.
Which one should we start with here?
Topo. You can never go wrong with Topo.
Well, why don't we do this? Let's get into this new Poland spring water, do the new water alert, and talk about it. So, the packaging, and we can rate it as well, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to? So the packaging's pretty nice. What do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty nice packaging. I mean, it's not the best, of course. It's a clear bottle.
1 liter
plastic
bottle, right?
Bottle.
Is it a liter? How big is that?
Yeah, it's a liter. Is it 1 pint?
900 milliliters, so just short of a liter. 1,000 milliliters would be 1 liter.
Okay.
It has a green cap.
Yeah.
Says Poland Springs brand origin. What's it say on the back there?
The pack, it says a lot. It says, refreshingly Maine, surrounded by pine trees, hidden in the woods of Maine is the source of Poland Spring origin. Here beneath the surface, our spring water filters through 10,000-year-old glacial sands. Perfectly balanced with naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste. One sip and you'll know it could only be from Maine, the most refreshing place on Earth.
Really? Maine is the most refreshing place on Earth?
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, so nothing really catches your eye with this bottle, but I guess we could hop into it.
Let's do it. Crack it. I still can't get over that Maine is the most refreshing place on Earth.
Yeah.
That's actually one place I've never been.
Like, what is even in Maine?
This is still water, right?
Yeah, it is still water.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Ugh.
Did you just say ill?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
It tastes like a super reverse osmosis water. Like, it stays in your throat. I don't like it.
It says source White Cedar Spring, Dallas PLT, Maine.
Maybe it's just the minerals then, because I do not like that.
Yeah, there's no, it doesn't say anything on the bottle here regarding any of the dissolved solids or sodium count or anything like that on it. It just says 100% natural spring water from Maine.
Maybe it's the plastic bottle or something, because it tastes like plastic. Are you getting that?
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it tastes like tap water.
Yeah. It tastes plasticky to me.
Yeah, not that great.
So,
Poland Springs? How many Topo caps?
I think you mean... So, what do you think our bottle cap ratings are going to be on this?
Well, I think, James, you're probably going to downgrade it, and I'm going to downgrade it too. One thing that I read on the back of the bottle that's going to definitely impact my rating is that I realized that this water is made by Nestle Waters of North America, Inc., out of Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah, we dislike Nestle. We don't like their business decisions. They're not our favorite company, to say the least. So that's probably going to get a downgrade on this water, too. But should I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say that it's definitely getting a downgrade on packaging because it doesn't catch your eye at all. Plastic bottle, just really not that great execution on it. It's plasticky. The taste is plasticky and bitter, and it tastes like a bad tap water, which is weird because tap water is already bad. It seems worse to me. I just really don't enjoy this water. I was expecting a lot more from it, I'm not gonna lie. I am not a big fan.
So its bottle's not gonna make your bottle collection?
Nope.
No way? Mm-mm. How many bottle caps?
It'll get 1.5 bottle caps.
1.5 bottle caps, that's not very high.
Nope.
So yeah, I'm also gonna downgrade Nestle in general. I think they have some deceptive marketing tactics with their water. They sell water under a lot of different brands. A lot of their water is just pumped directly out of municipalities' regular water supply bottle and sold. I don't know if that's the case of what's going on in Maine, but there's certainly nothing special taste-wise about this sourced water out of this White Cedar Spring to me. I think they're just trying to rebrand their same water as a little bit higher quality. But it's not very good. I'm going to give it 1 bottle cap.
Okay, so, you want to do the Evian next?
I do. I want to talk about Evian. Because Evian, I think last week we talked about Perrier.
Mm-hmm.
And Perrier was one of the first bottled water kind of high-end brands that became quite generally popular. And the other one that came right along that same time, maybe a little bit after, for me anyway, is this one called Evian from the French Alps. And I've always enjoyed this water. I think it's generally pretty good. They've rebranded themselves a lot. So there's a new packaging. It looks a lot different than it used to. It's a little bit more modern looking and cleaner looking. What we have here in front of us is a 1 liter plastic bottle. It says Evian, made by the French Alps, natural electrolytes, 7.2 pH balance, carbon neutral. And the thing that really caught me about Evian that I wanted to talk to you more about, James, is it says carbon neutral on it. Do you know what carbon neutral means?
Yeah, no carbon footprint.
So how does a company achieve that?
Electric vehicles for shipping would be one. They don't use coal-burning factories.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of, really.
So there's a couple of things that go on in big corporations on how they try to go carbon neutral or claim that they're carbon neutral. Number one, the production of Evian, as with a lot of watering and manufacturing, it takes up a lot of fossil fuels from their factories, their processes. Also, a big part of the carbon is in the distribution, which means getting the raw materials into the factory, whether that's the packaging, the plastics that they need and glass that they need, and then also shipping their product out all around the world to all these places. There's a carbon footprint associated with that. So what a lot of companies do is they have initiatives to offset their carbon costs. So there's all these calculations that go on around those things I just talked about, the logistics and the raw materials. And then they say, okay, we're going to come up with a program to offset that. Maybe they plant trees in Brazil or around the world. Give money to different charities. They get involved in different climate change initiatives and like that to offset their carbon footprint. So why don't you open this up and we'll taste it. And while you're doing that, I wanted to show you some of the stuff that they had on their Instagram page around their carbon neutral program.
Okay. I have a comment on this. If you want to finish your poll in spring before I...
Oh, yeah. Let me finish that before you pour the good stuff in.
Yeah. What I want to say about this water is, although we do have a plastic bottle, I know they make a glass bottle option. So I'm actually not going to downgrade this one for a plastic bottle, just because it would be unfair. Poland Spring, on the other hand, does not make glass bottles, so that's why I downgraded theirs. You ready?
Yeah, let's try it. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, right off the bat, so much silkier. It's sweeter.
That's good.
That's good water.
That's some good water. So here's episode one, and I'm just going to read some of it about, this is an Instagram post from Evian Water, Going Neutral. The Evian Carbon Neutral Story, episode one, Bottles to Bottles. What does it mean? Carbon neutral means that we can bring you Evian Water while reducing our carbon footprint. This is achieved by completing three steps. Measure our emissions, reducing our emissions. Oop.
And?
Reducing our carbon footprint. So measuring our emissions, reducing our emissions, offsetting our impact. And then it starts with this.
A bottle made from bottles.
By 2025, all of our plastic bottles will be used from recycled bottles. That's called circular processing. Using recycled plastic instead of virgin plastic reduces carbon emissions up to 50%. So that's pretty good. And then the old bottles, they also came up with a new label-free innovation. So it looks like they're going to be removing these labels completely and just having something printed directly on the plastic. As they go neutral. So that was their first one. There's a couple other on here about the different things that they're doing around transportation and reducing their transportation costs to reduce their carbon footprint. It says, what's next? Continually improving their energy efficiency at their plants, as well as transporting by train and finding new ways to transport stuff by train. So it looks like they're doing a lot for the environment to reduce their carbon footprint throughout. So that's good. Anyway, Evian, pretty good water.
Yeah, I like it. It's sweet. It's silky. And I don't know why the Poland Spring went down hard. And it was, and it's bitter. This is like, it's so much nicer.
You know what? I have a suggestion for Evian, because, you know, they've been around forever, and I don't think I've ever seen an Evian sparkling water. Have you, James?
I have not, but really, I think that would ruin what Evian is all about. They're all about a majestic, really nice feeling water. When you drink it, it goes down smooth, it stays down smooth, it's... There may be some listeners out there, or quite a few listeners out there, majority at least, that understand that there's different waters have drastically different tastes. But there may be a few out there that don't, and I want to tell you that they do. They do have drastically different textures and tastes, and if you just take the time to try a good quality versus a bad quality water, you'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Do a water tasting and you can tell right away. So, interesting, on the back of the Evian bottle, it details out, unlike Poland Springs, it details out what's in the bottle. So, electrolytes and mineral composition. Neutrally balanced, pH 7.2, calcium 80, magnesium 26, potassium 1, bicarbonates 360, sulfates 14, chlorides 10, and silica 15. Dissolved solids at 180 degrees Celsius, 345 parts per million. Evian has naturally occurring electrolytes contributing to the taste that nature intended. Natural spring water. We are certified carbon neutral, it says.
I got a brain freeze.
Did you? From the cold Evian?
Yeah. I swallowed a piece of ice and I'm like, ah.
Yeah. No, I think Evian, I would go for a carbonated one. I think it would be a big seller. I think they should come up with that and do it.
Yeah. Because even though the texture is one of the main parts of Evian, it does have this sweet mineral taste that would be really nice in a carbonated water.
Yeah. So the last thing to talk about Evian, I guess, is?
The rating. Yeah. Really, Evian's a great water, guys. It's an accessible water that's been known all around the world. And even if you get in a plastic bottle, it's good. So
it's usually pretty inexpensive, too, I think. Yeah. I don't think it's a lot more expensive than other waters.
Yeah, that's what I mean by accessible. It's mm-hmm. not like I am a... It's not a huge, like, price difference. So I'm going to give it a... It's great all around. I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5. Or 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 caps?
Yeah.
That's a good rating.
Yeah.
I'm in the same. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 as well. I think we agree on this one, James.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking in the water case and looking for something refreshing and tasty that is well-balanced and silky smooth, quench your thirst and get you hydrated, reach for a bottle of Evian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you want to do Topo? Because the last one would be Liquid Death, and we have a couple things to talk about that we're going to do with that, right?
Sure, yeah, let's drink some Topo Chico.
Yeah, in our Topo glasses. Guys, we've gone against the rules a couple times now. We have poured other stuff into our Topo glasses. It's so sad, but we promise you, majority of the things that we pour in our Topo Chico glasses are Topo Chico.
I brought some fresh lemon here too, James. You want some lemon in your Topo Chico?
Yeah, because we've tasted the Topo and the Liquid Death so many times. It wouldn't taint it at this point. We just wanted to try the others again.
I like a little fresh lemon, so I squeezed one lemon into this little thing. There we go.
All right. So, let's get a pour for both of us. A pour for me. Whoa! Oh, no! I forgot how much it fizzes with the lemon.
Hey, quit abusing the water.
Wait, let's take a picture of that. That's cool.
Okay.
Oh, can we get it in 10? Maybe we can. Let's see.
There, get both. Cool.
Awesome. Okay, that's going to go on the Insta. I'll send it to you.
Nice. Let's try this.
Cheers. Yep, cheers.
So today we're enjoying Topo Chico from a 1 liter glass bottle, which is our favorite way to drink it, right?
Yep.
I try to drink at least one of these every day to keep me hydrated. But sometimes they're difficult to find. You get them once in a while, they'll have them at Target, and I think Sprouts, and there's a few other places around. But, you know, it's a lot of water and it's heavy to carry around, but we like to keep our fridge stocked with that one when we can.
Yeah.
So, James, what other topics do you have for the podcast today?
Do you want to talk about the dinner we had?
Yeah, so we should talk about that.
Our dinner last night, we spent the entire day, actually, cooking a bunch of butt.
How do you cook a butt?
I don't know how you cook a butt, but our dinner tasted like butt. And by that, I mean pork butt, which is absolutely delicious. So, how long did we smoke it?
8 hours.
8 hours smoked in our new wood fire Traeger grill.
You like that thing?
It's awesome. And it smells so good, even if you're not cooking anything in it.
I'm about to cook some chicken on it, too, right after this podcast.
Nice. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the process? Because you helped throughout. What did we start with?
We started with mustard, which if you ever cook a pork butt, put mustard on it.
So it's actually a shoulder, right? A pork shoulder?
Pork shoulder.
Pork butt?
Yeah. So
it's more fun to say butt, though, right?
Yeah. If you ever cook a pork shoulder or butt, always put mustard on it. It's not going to taint the taste of it very much,
uh-huh.
but it's a great binder. you know, always put mustard on your...
So first you rub it with mustard, and then what? Yeah.
And then you rub it. What we did was we did a dry rub, a pork butt dry rub that we found online. And after that, we smoked it for... we just put it straight on the grill like that for how long?
4 hours.
4 hours smoke. Then we took it out and made a sauce of some of that rub that we were using. And then some pork butt barbecue sauce we found.
Yeah.
And some apple cider vinegar. And we made a little pocket of aluminum foil. And we put the pork butt in there and then put our little sauce mixture inside of that. And then back on the grill for 5 hours?
4 hours more.
Four hours more.
Yeah.
Smoking it just constantly. And then by the time you're finished, it shreds like butter. You can use forks and it just comes apart.
It's pretty good, huh?
It's amazing. It's so good. Last night we had it with, what did we have it with?
We had stuffed mushrooms with the pulled pork and some pickles and onion. Classic. It reminded me of being in Texas.
Yeah, and tonight we're having some home-baked bread with it, so we're going to have a pork butt sandwich all made from home.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
You help the producer make that bread?
I think she already made it, actually. Okay. But, yeah.
Good, and also we decorated. We're into October here, so it's time to get festive around a fun holiday that we all love.
My favorite holiday.
Your favorite holiday, yeah?
Halloween.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting Halloween this year with the pandemic going on. I don't know how much trick-or-treating is going to be happening.
Uh-huh. Still going to be fun to dress up and stuff, though.
We pulled out some of our decorations and got a little bit festive.
Yeah. We don't get many Halloween decorations, huh?
We have to get some more.
Yeah.
So, but we got our friend, our skeleton out there.
Yeah.
We got him going, and there's a picture of him on our Instagram. But I think we have to make a change, right?
Yeah. So, we dress him up every year. We put him in a little chair every year. And this year, we decided to put a Topo Chico with him. But it wasn't until a day later that we realized that we should put Liquid Death there.
Definitely needs to have a Liquid Death, because it looks like he didn't get enough hydration, and he's died. And if he had drank his Liquid Death, maybe he would have survived.
Or maybe it would have made him more thirsty. And that's the reason he died.
I'm going to go on the assumption that our skeleton died from dehydration.
Yeah.
He should have listened to the Bubbles podcast.
He died by the intenseness of Liquid Death.
Yeah. So we'll make that change and swap that out, and we can put the new picture up on our Instagram, too.
Yeah.
So what's on for the rest of the day for you, James?
I'm gonna play some video games. I haven't gotten to play all day. We've been going to the beach, and we've been pretty busy. We came back, and now we did that podcast, and now we're doing the podcast. There was a topic that we had that I didn't get to do the research on.
Which one?
Again. Remember last week we said we would look into the Topo storage life?
Oh, yeah. When are you gonna do that? Between the now and the next episode.
I guess. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. You're going to have to wait a little longer for that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go get our hair cut, too, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And come back and drink some more Topo Chico.
Yeah.
And round out our weekend afternoon here.
When's our haircut again?
3:30.
3:30.
So as we're recording this, what time is it? It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Nope, 2.
2 o'clock, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you think, James? Short episode today, or you have any more topics?
No, I don't have any more topics. Sorry for the short episode, guys, but, I guess without further ado...
Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, what?
So, on our Instagram page, you know, last week I posted a picture of, our Liquid Death case. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Go here. There we go. And look who liked it.
Who?
Liquid Death.
Oh, Liquid Death.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So it looks like we've got a Liquid Death following our Insta page now and somebody over at Liquid Death listening to our podcast. So that's cool.
Yeah.
We love the Liquid Death product and we're using our coasters here as well.
Uh-huh. So,
So, we always want to say thank you to everyone that downloaded and listened to this episode and our other episodes of the Bubbles podcast. We appreciate all of the listeners out there. As the podcast grows, we're really enjoying doing it. If you would like to get a hold of the show, how can people do that, James?
They can find our Instagram, The Bubbles Podcast, or you can shoot us a Gmail at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening on Anchor, you can shoot us a voice message, and we'll be able to feature your voice on the podcast.
And please jump on iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate our show. 5 stars. Leave us a comment on there. That helps us build listeners and run up in the rankings. And so we're trying to do that. And until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James. And this has been
Bubbles. Bubbles! Stay